A month into the ceasefire, the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran is in a sort of limbo, with the ceasefire still in place, at least in name, along with continuing attacks by Iran and the U.S., and continuing talks of an approaching deal in the continuing negotiations. President Donald Trump says a deal with Iran is close, although he added a threat.
The talks are going very well, but they have to understand, if it doesn't get signed, they're going to have a lot of pain. They're going to have a lot of pain.
Asked by a reporter how close a deal is, Trump explained.
Could happen any day. Could, and it might not happen, but it could happen any day.
The optimistic talk comes after a rather chaotic 24 hours. Yet again, the U.S. fired on and disabled two more Iranian oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran says it fired on three U.S. destroyers, causing significant damage and forcing the destroyers to retreat. The U.S. says the destroyers completed their trip unharmed, shooting down all the Iranian missiles and drones. President Trump described the action in a social media post, waxing poetic in a description of intercepted drones, writing, "They dropped ever so beautifully down to the ocean, very much like a butterfly dropping to its grave." In a separate social media post, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi wrote on X, "Every time a diplomatic solution is on the table, the U.S. opts for a reckless military adventure." He continued with an allusion to reports that Trump was maneuvered into attacking Iran by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, writing, "Is it a crude pressure tactic or the result of a spoiler once again duping POTUS into another quagmire?" But despite the attacks and counterattacks, the U.S. says they do not rise to the level of ceasefire violations. After the attacks on the warships, Trump was asked by a reporter whether the ceasefire was still on.
Yeah, it is. They trifled with us today. We blew them away. They trifled. I call that a trifle.
At this point, Iran is reviewing a proposal from the Trump administration. Ismail Baghaei, a spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, said last week that Iran's priority is ending the war.
Under the current circumstances, our focus is on what is important to ourselves, as well as for the region and the international community, and that is bringing the imposed war to an end. Our proposal stipulates that whether on the basis of or following the ceasefire, the imposed war must come to an end on all fronts.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio gave his assessment to reporters Friday morning.
We're expecting a response from them today at some point. We have not received that yet as in the last hour, but perhaps that will come. Their system is still highly fractured and a bit dysfunctional as well. So that may be serving as an impediment. I hope it's a serious offer. I really do.
As of now, Iran says U.S. strikes violate the ceasefire. Trump says the truce is still on and a deal is close. Iran is reviewing the situation, and the United Arab Emirates is reporting another drone and missile attack by Iran. But still, life in Iran goes on. This week, the Tehran Museum of Contemporary Art is exhibiting six works by American pop artists of the 1960s, all chosen for their anti-war themes. The museum holds the largest collection of modern American art outside of the U.S. and Europe, with artists ranging from Ansel Adams to Andy Warhol, collected in the 1970s by the wife of the former Shah. Ghazaleh Jahanbin is an artist and resident of Tehran.
Most of the works were by American artists, especially their way of mocking war. American artists have always had a really interesting way of making fun of war, and that's always fascinated me. Maybe, in part, I don't know, comes from their geographical distance from war itself.
Another Tehran resident described the exhibition and art as a means of survival, a way of life. Another described it as showing Iranian pride and resilience. For Jahanbin, it's also a way of just carrying on.
How could you not be worried about war breaking out again? But what can we really do? My worrying won't stop a war, and it won't start one either. We just keep living. Just like we've lived through all these years and faced every crisis that came our way. We'll deal with the next ones, too.
زندگی کردیم و با همه بحران ها مواجه شدیم با بقیه‌اش هم مواجه میشیم.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.